Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Okay, Tim.
Yes, sir.
This is my favorite part to these CEO tours because we get to go deep into your origin story.
Oh boy.
Right? And you created something really incredible here. I took a tour of the facility. I mean, incredible. You built a fitness empire over many years. But take us back, the audience back to where it all started. Give me a little history of Tim Lyons.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long do we have? Because
this we have as long as you want, man.
Well, when we take it from the fitness side, I out of college, I was a college athlete. I played college football at a little poor school called Louisiana Monroe, and in the northeast corner of Louisiana. Fell in love with working out. I've been working out since I was 13. I don't think I've missed a week since I was 13. But maybe the COVID year got sick, but So out of college, I moved into a small town in Arizona. I was working out at this kind of remote area called Maricopa. In town, there was a Anytime Fitness, and it was the only gym in town. I joined the gym, of course. I would hit it on the way to work in the morning, and I would go on with my day. Got to know the owner over there. This guy's name is Brian Mullins. Brian, if you're listening to this, man, I appreciate you. I got to know the guy. He was a police officer by day, owned this Anytime Fitness at night, had about 1,900 members, and he was never there. I go, what an easy business this is. Let me just do one of these. And so that sparked the idea in Anytime Fitness. And so I started looking for property and trying to find some places up in Scottsdale and some other areas where I thought the gym might do well. And at the time, this was, 2008, there was an investment group that owned the rights to the Arizona market out of Anytime. And so even though I tried to open an Anytime Fitness, they wouldn't allow me to. And so I said, you know what? They were fairly new anyway. I just like the 24-hour, this hands-off approach. And so I kind of opened up a gym with an Anytime Fitness model and brought personal training into it back then. And it was a gym by day and a personal training if you wanted it. And my big idea was, because I was a gym nerd, I was like, let me get the best personal trainers in my market, recruit them over, have them bring all their clients with them. They would pay me rent, and I would get the membership revenue from their clients. And this would be this big synergistic thing. And it started that way, right? Mm-hmm. And, I got into this business for about a year, and I realized really quickly this thing is not going to go anywhere because the trainers were making all the money. I was getting $39 a month from, their clients, and they were paying me maybe $500. And it really hit me one day when I was like, now granted, I was still working a regular job at this time. I was in construction management. I was not a personal trainer. I was an athlete with a construction management degree, and I was going to do a gym on the side. But again, if you guys remember in 2008, there's a big crisis, a housing market, and I was in commercial construction. Okay. And so commercial construction is always like a year or two behind what happens in residential. So while the residential market construction collapsed, the commercial didn't collapse until 2009 late, maybe 2010. Mm-hmm. And so I was working for a company. We were building hospitals and, medical centers and stuff like that. And overnight, there was 100 employees. Overnight, the next morning, there was three. I was one of the 97 that got cut. And they had a couple projects. They left two guys on, and it was the owner and two guys. And that was the end of the company. And so I was thrust into what I thought was going to be a hobby on the side. Now this is my full-time gig in a really bad time. And so I said, this isn't going to make it. I looked out on the training floor one day, and I had like five coaches. All five of them were doing something different, right? One guy was a CrossFit guy. I had a bikini model girl in there. I had a lady working with like 80-year-old women with bands. And I was just like, this is horrible. What do we have? This is just a room full of equipment with no business behind it. Everybody's doing their own thing. And so that's kind of the day I changed my mind. First, I lost my job in construction. I went and I started like, what do I really have here? I noticed the P&Ls weren't going to make us any money. And so I decided one day to find some help. And so I reached out to a guy at the time, a guy named Thomas Plummer. He was the kind of the guy, the only business coach out there in the fitness space. He's actually speaking at our growth summit this year. That's so awesome. I'm really excited to bring him. He was my first coach.
Wow. Okay.
And this is in, you know, 2010, something like that. And so I hired him and we got to talking and he recommended that I go and reach out to this young guy, up and comer named Rick Mayo. Okay. Rick Mayo was he's a good friend of mine, even to this day. He's the founder of Alloy Personal Training. And so now they have 300 locations or whatever. But at the time he had one gym in Atlanta, Georgia, Alpharetta to be exact. And I went out and I called him. I said, hey man, can I pay you for your time? I really am. I'm new to this business and I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me, man? He's like, sure, man. You know, gave me some number. I flew out there with my wife and, you know, our fitness director at the time. And he was so nice to just show us the ins and outs of the way they were doing it. And it was still a little chaotic back then. And he kind of showed me what semi-private was going to be. This wasn't really flushed out yet, right? He was doing it. He was making mistakes. He was creating his own thing. And I took that back. And I remember that I remember being at dinner with him that night. He's like, all right, Tim, tell me what your gym is all about. And he pulled out a napkin and we had like a little marker from or like a crayon from the table, right? At Outback Steakhouse or something. I drew my gym on the napkin and I put all my equipment on there. And granted, this is 3,500 square feet, probably 20 pieces of cardio equipment, every strength piece of equipment you can imagine because I was an athlete or whatever. Yeah. I was like, get everything in here. And he's one at a time, just took a red marker and started crossing out that you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this. And what he told me at the time was, and it still sticks with me today, is like space is your best piece of equipment for a personal training gym. You need room to move around. And so basically from that point, I shoved everything in, you know, brand new, still paying it off, not even a year old. I shoved it all into a warehouse and I just changed the model overnight. I got rid of all my coaches that were paying me and all their clients left. And I started over about a year and a half into the business. Wow. And I turned it into a training gym. And then, you know, that was, gosh, 2010, 2011, somewhere in there. I started iterating. Boot camps were big at the time. You know well about boot camps.
Yeah.
I brought a boot camp thing going on and I was trying to figure it out. And this was kind of like when we started semi-private training. I would have two clients at a time and we did pretty well. And then we would bring another coach on and like, oh, that's pretty good. It wasn't as great as the two, but so we stayed at 3-1 for a long time. And then we would, you know, like, let's go 4-1. We're getting busier and busier and busier. And there was a point in time where as soon as we added that fifth person, everything fell apart. So we went back to 4 for another couple of years. You know, again, fast forward to today. I mean, I guess the point of the story is nothing worked. I fixed it. I tried it again. It didn't work. I tried something new and finally hit kind of like the stride. We moved into this building in 2015 and kind of created what we have today, which is a semi-private only, no large group, no boot camps, nothing else, semi-private, 6-1. We'll have two coaches on the training floor at any given time. There's 12 clients coming in per hour. We train every hour on the hour, and it's like a machine at this point. And it's allowed me to systematize all the operations, get out of the day-to-day. Haven't been a hands-on operator, like in the gym, doing it much for about 10 years. And we do over $1 million at this point. And it's just kind of like a system, and it's amazing to come in and still see some of the clients that I signed up 16, 17 years ago, still training.
That's awesome.
Today, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that, you know, you recognized early on that just having a mentor,
of course,
is like super, super important for people. And now you're that mentor for hundreds, thousands of gyms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So talk us through that.
Right. Well, yes, having a mentor is about probably the only thing that keeps me, kept me in the business, because we would have closed if I didn't have somebody to ask questions to. And really, if you think about a business coach, they've tried and failed, so you don't have to. And that's so I'm a big fan of buying time. So if somebody has a solution that I can buy, whether or not that's knowledge or whatever, I'm going to buy that solution so that I can shortcut time, because time to me is more important than money, because time just ticks and ticks away and you can't ever get it back. So yes, buying time is a big thing for me. And as we were kind of figuring things out early, maybe 2015, I got really good at marketing. I got really good at it just by necessity. How else were we going to get clients to fill up this gym? So I learned direct response marketing. I took courses. I read books, and I tested. And that's the key. Like, I tested everything. And so I finally found some formulas that would work, and I started sharing them with people, other gym owners. And I said, hey, guys, look, this is working. You should do it. And nobody wanted to learn it. They're too busy in their day-to-day, and they're like, will you just do it for me? Like marketing. Will you do the marketing on Facebook? Will you create the automations for me? Will you build the funnels for me? Will you create the offers for me? Will you help me sell it? And so I said, look, guys, you're my friends. I don't know if it's going to work. Let me just do it for free. If it works, great. You pay me later. And it worked in Miami. It worked in Boston. It worked in Chicago and Wisconsin and Texas and New York. And everywhere I tried the marketing plays, it would blow these gyms up. And overnight, I mean, this is like in a matter of 6 months, we went from doing free work, me personally, to now I had a little team going. I hired my buddies. I had my dad working for me, my sister, my cousins, my aunts and uncles, they're all working for me. And we created a marketing agency that, you know, within, you know, a couple months did several million dollars with no marketing. It was just,
that's amazing.
It was just awesome.
Yeah.
And so organically we grew. And over the years, we've been helping gyms market and coaching them on systems and operations and really helping them do what I've been able to do, which is, you know, have a gym that affords my lifestyle that doesn't require my time.
Yeah. That's just an awesome story. And I think you have that talent of being able to kind of recognize what like the secret sauce, like what is that secret sauce, and really double down on that, right?
Sure. Well, being in the day to day, I know what I need. And so usually, like you, we have a very similar story. I was listening to your story earlier. You solve the problem for yourself. And if it's a problem for me, it's probably a problem for other guys and girls that are running operations. So let me create something that they could also use and leverage. And it's okay to make a little bit of money on it as well, because you're helping them, right? And so that's what we've done. That's what we've done with that software I was showing you out there with Semi-Private Pro, with our marketing and automation stuff that we've been doing for years. It's to solve the problem here first and then let everybody else have it as well.
Yeah, I think that's a real key, because you did that testing. You validated it on yourself, on your own business. And then only then can you go out and say, hey, look, I have something that's working here. Yeah. It has a tremendous amount of value, added a tremendous amount of value for my business, and it could do the same to your business.
Right.
So that's incredible, incredible story. And you've helped like thousands of gyms.
Yeah, all over the world, man. And it's really interesting. You know, there's different models, different people behind the helm of the captain of the ship and stuff like that. And the problems are always the same. It's how do I get more clients? How do I develop a great team? How do I systematize my operations? How do I unchain myself from the delivery of the operations? And it doesn't matter if you're in Australia or Canada or here or anywhere else. It's always the same. Mm-hmm. And so, we solve those problems with our proven frameworks. And like you mentioned, we use our own money to test and fail and win and everything else. And that's not something a lot of people are willing to do. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, even some of the guys that I'm coaching with today, they're just looking for the answer instead of like, let me try something on my own. And, you know, and it's just, I think that's a missing thing, is you gotta iterate. You can never fall in love with your own product. Like, if you think that your product does not stink, it's going to stink eventually, because you have to iterate in this in this industry, it changes quickly. Mm-hmm. So you have to always like, hey, how can I do this better? Never fall in love with it. Like, you could be happy with it, but don't fall in love with it where it's perfect, right? It's never perfect. Let's keep iterating, keep testing, keep trying. Let's try a new angle. Let's try new marketing. And it's going to cost you money this is not a hobby. So it does cost money to run a business. So
yeah. But I think you've really hit your stride with this one. It's a really unique sort of concept, the way you do this, the sort of small group, like semi-private type training, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the different, it's a functional-based training. Talk us through some of that. How does it operate here?
Sure. Great question. So real quick, I want to correct you. Small group is not, we don't believe small group personal training is the same as semi-private personal training. And really the biggest difference that we believe in is semi-private is custom programming. That's really what I believe the client is paying for. Mm-hmm. Whereas in small group training, a lot of it is one workout of the day and just less people. Mm-hmm. And so naming conventions aside, the product that we created here is a 6-to-1, so an hour-long personal training session with custom programming delivered through our software that we created that allows our coaches to customize at scale. So again, I can change the scores on client one while client two's workout's different than client three's workout. And if we really believe, like if I think about what is the client willing to pay, what are they paying for, I should say? What do they value? It's not necessarily less people, whereas like a large group might have 30, 40 people in it. They don't really value the less people. They value the more attention and they value the customization of the workout. So that allows us to charge a premium for personal training services and done in a semi-private setting at the clip of, you know, $550 a month US, right? So we're at, you know, between four, what is our, you know, rates just went up a little bit ago. It's like $450, just under $600. So we have two different price points. And so like just call it $500 in the middle. $500 a month allows our clients to come in as many times as they want. They're going to have a custom program ready for them. We track their weights, reps, and sets. They've got a rack assigned to them. You can kind of see this picture in the background. They have all their workout stuff right there. They don't have to share equipment. They're in their one area. And we really base it on strength and conditioning. So coming from the athletic world, strength and conditioning is just kind of like the backbone of our programming. We're putting a progressive overload on people. You know, we're putting more weights on them. And the thing about this, and this is the thing I would like most people to listen to, because again, we coach businesses. As a training and fitness business, we cannot and we should never have promised weight loss as our solution. Mm-hmm. Because weight loss is not in our control as a gym. We can hope to motivate people. We can work them out really hard and then they can go blow it by their diet, right? Like sure. That just, and motivation is just fleeting, right? They're motivated this week. They're not motivated that next week. So instead of promising weight loss, yes, weight loss could be a byproduct of what we do. What we can promise is strength. What we can promise is movement quality. And if we make that promise, we can actually deliver on that as coaches and personal training, you know, gyms, versus say, hey, weight loss is our solution. When if you look at weight loss as the result you're trying to deliver, fitness is the hardest way to get there. There's a lot easier ways with shots and Ozempic and everything, right? So why even compete with weight loss as our promise? Let's compete with strength. We can put muscle on. They can't go put muscle on in a kitchen or with a shot. You just can't. You gotta create muscular damage and rest, right? So like we can promise that. So let's go ahead and put our flag in the ground on strength, and let's provide a strength and conditioning program for general population clients.
Right, and I think that's really kind of key, where you kind of honed in on exactly this is who we are. This is the service that we're going to provide, and this is the program that's going to get you there. We don't deviate from that. It's a singular sort of mindset focus. I think a lot of gym owners they try to be everything for everybody, and that's a tough road.
There's a lot of ways to make money in this business. You could sell peptides, you could sell nutrition, you could sell fat loss, weight loss, anything under the sun. You could do whatever you want. I believe in this. You believe in this. In the thing about most gym owners, they typically train the way we train, right? Strength and conditioning, but they sell a different product to their clients. And why is that? There's an incongruency between what they believe is best for them and what they deliver to the end user, right? And I'm not talking yoga or Pilates. Like usually the owners of those studios are doing that like every day, that they believe in that. But what I'm talking about is training gyms. They'll sell classes. They'll go to the big box gym and do strength and conditioning themselves. And so that's what we believe in. We could sell a lot of things to a lot of people, but a lot of it's out of our scope. And that's a whole nother topic for another day. We get into it on a podcast, but like, sure. All the rage right now is peptides. Do you believe like peptides are safe and effective and all these things? That's to be determined. I don't know if there's studies on that. But there's a lot of people bringing peptides into their gym and they're putting themselves at risk. Like, let's not promise that. Let's promise strength and conditioning, because that's what we got in the business for anyway.
Right.
Let's get people stronger, healthier, moving better, feeling better. And we can do that in the weight rack over here.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that sort of that thought pattern around, you know, again, like we fell in love with, you know, the strength, like do what you're passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like, if this is your passion, you love the lifting weights, you love the functional fitness, this is what you do. Bring that to the people around you, 'cause they'll feel it. Mm-hmm. Like if you're doing something that you're truly passionate about, or if you're just trying to do something for some other motive, like a financial gain or whatever.
Sure.
But if you truly do what you're passionate about, what you believe in yourself, you bring that out to other people. I think that's also sort of a road to success.
Yeah, and the nice thing is the pendulum is swinging towards strength today, finally. And it always does. What's really interesting, it's like these micro trends come through, and it always comes back to lifting heavy things. It always does.
Yeah, I mean,
right? You got these the boot camp model, and then it comes back to strength. So like, because of Ozempic and GLP-1s and Mounjaro, there's a lot of muscle wasting, and while they're losing weight, they're losing muscle, and they need us. They need us. They need to, in order to get muscle, they got to work out, right? They got to strength train, and so the pendulum is swinging. We're seeing a big uptick. I would say 3/4 of our clients. All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie cutter, one size fits all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts, or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com, and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Clients are probably taking some type of GLP-1 through their doctors and stuff, but they know they need strength training to keep that muscle mass.
100%. And you know, everyone's talking about longevity, but I think having musculature on your body is one of the single most important
indicators of health. They say quad muscular quad density.
Yeah.
Neck,
It's interesting.
Right.
Right. And so if we want to live longer and a better life, put some muscle on those bones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Under the skeleton, right?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I want to also touch on just the way you're pricing, right? Because
okay.
It's a lot of gym owners out there are really afraid of increasing their pricing, right? Of thinking that, you know, they almost get into this price sort of war with some of the competitors out there, and you know they're just afraid. But maybe speak to that and like how you view pricing.
Okay. Yes, a lot of gyms will look around the market and like what is everybody else charging? That's what we need to charge. And I think if you do that, you put yourself right into competition. So we really look at a couple things. Obviously, the value of what we provide, we have to believe in it and everything else. But just kind of share our pricing structure here is we wanted to make it very easy for people to do business with us. That's one of our core frameworks is frictionless business, right? We want them to be able to book every hour on the hour. You know, we train from 5 a.m. until 8 o'clock at night. The only time we don't train clients is at noon. That's when we do team meetings and podcasts and coach the coach and, you know, and we're switching shifts and stuff through there. And so again, our policies are very easy. You can book or cancel within 60 minutes of the appointment. So like you, if it's 12 o'clock, you want to come in at 1:00, you just book it on the app, right? Through your app, come right in. Now our pricing is very interesting because, when I was working with a lot of gyms out in Australia, they would do weekly pricing. I'm like, what are you doing? Like everything's monthly in the US. Like what is weekly pricing all about? Well, there's a lot of benefits to weekly pricing. One of them is it's a lot easier to sell because you're asking for a smaller commitment, but it is weekly. So we do weekly billing here. And ever since we did this about six years ago, everything's become very congruent because we used to do twice a week training for a monthly price or three times a week training for a monthly price. So we're selling frequency and weekly, but we're billing monthly, like the incongruency. So what we did is, well, let's just make everything weekly. And so we charge $110 a week for unlimited personal training when you sign up for a year, and $139 or $140 a week when you want to go open-ended.
Okay.
So we have one membership. It's all unlimited personal training, semi-private personal training. You can commit to a year or you can go open-ended and cancel anytime. Most people do the year. They get a little bit of a break. That's our best price. But if you want the flexibility, you're just paying for the right to cancel anytime. They can freeze as much as they want because a lot of clients here travel. They go to Canada where they, you know, when it gets super hot in the summer here. We have a lot of Canadians here, by the way. This is our second home or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
Arizona's amazing. So
yeah. I'm a big fan. And so we have like one is like they're committed to the year. They can't freeze it. It's weekly every single week, 110, and it's 140 for, you know, open-ended, both unlimited.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, that's one of the things that we found is the businesses that are really successful are the ones that kind of simplified their membership. You don't want to have a monster menu where someone comes in and it's like,
Paralysis.
Yeah, right. The decision paralysis situation, right?
Sure.
So if you just have, you know, a few, like, you know, 3, 4, 5.
We used to do a good, better, best. And even then, when we took it from 3 down to 2 options, it increased our conversion percentage. Now, it doesn't, it helps that we have one service offering. So it's easy. Everybody's doing semi-private. So we basically have unlimited. You decide on the term. And the way we sell it is we just say we want them to come in as much as possible because we know the more times that they come in, they're going to get better results. They're going to stay longer. So why make it difficult for somebody to come in? And they just do the math in their head. If I come in 3 times a week, it's about this per session. And like we don't ever talk session pricing. It's you're buying time and you're buying unlimited time. So we found that the unlimited mindset of an unlimited client is a lot different than somebody that has a fixed amount of workouts in a given week or month. The person that's unlimited, it's there if they want it. They don't count sessions. They miss a session, no big deal. It's there when they come back. the person, the human being that's around a fixed, like I get 10 sessions a month or whatever, they miss one, they're asking for a refund or can I roll that over or can I make up two? And the answer is always going to be yes, but like, why manage that? We found that these clients are a lot easier to manage. Let's just stick with the unlimited.
Yeah.
And they love it. And it's just a great thing. And then here's one other thing I will tell you. This is probably going to be a brain drop for a lot of folks. We really like what we call the lifestyle client here. The lifestyle client is somebody whose only goal is to get a workout in today. We do not like transformational clients where they're fixated on a result and a specific amount of time. They got to lose 20 pounds by, you know, the wedding so they fit in the dress. While our clients have some of those goals, it kind of comes and goes. The clients that we attract and we believe are the best clients, they don't have any goals. It's their goal is lifestyle. They want to be able to not feel guilty about drinking the wine tonight. And they got a workout in today and that we were able to provide that to them. And they're looking to get stronger, feel better. There's no weight on the scale that matters. In fact, they don't want to get on the scale. They don't care about it. They don't want to be feel guilty about going to Cancun and having tequila shots. They don't want to feel guilty about it. And they stay for a long time. And they're the best clients to deal with. So while as fitness professionals, we always were like, let's get people to lose weight and, you know, get these goals and stuff. Like we found over the years, the clients that have transformational goals, one of two things happens. They get to their date and they either hit the goal or they did it. If they hit the goal, thank you. They shake your hand and they leave and they quit because you check the box. They get to their date and they didn't hit the goal. You suck. I'm leaving. What's the point of that? Like, let's get the other client, which is our lifestyle client. And that's where we found our sweet spot.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But just the fact that you were able to kind of hone in on that client, identify them, and then your whole marketing is around finding more of those particular clients, right?
You saw our clients. They're all about the same person. You know, there might be male and they might be female and they might be a little older, a little younger, but they're all about the same.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those folks that are over 40. That's kind of our sweet spot, a little bit over 40. And I say over 40 like it's old. I'm over 40. Like I'm over, you know, we're both over 40. It's not old. It's just they have different goals. When I'm in my 20s, I'm trying to get shredded. In 30s, right? I'm trying to, you know, look great at the beach. I wouldn't mind that, but that's not my goal anymore. Like my goal is just like get stronger, live a little bit longer, feel better, you know, look good in a shirt, whatever. Like that's what our clients are.
Yeah.
They're not fixated on that scale, which is even though we got a great InBody in the other room and we used to believe if we were going to promise weight loss, we needed to prove it through having a big piece of equipment that would show clients, would they avoid it? Like, I don't need that today. Cool. No problem. Let's talk about your strength. That's what they want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, and the thing is that you've learned this over years, right? You didn't start just right here.
No,
right?
No.
This is over years of sort of trial and error and then recognizing, hey, look, this over here, this ICP, this particular individual, I need more of these people.
Yeah. Well, we analyze everything here. Everything's data-driven in my world. So we looked at the longevity of our clients. So back when we used to do a boot camp and we used to do strength training semi-private, I had an epiphany. We couldn't get over a certain amount of clients. We couldn't get over a certain revenue number. And I looked at our services and I looked at the numbers world, and I've had this all over all of my presentations. The two numbers that ended up bubbling up to the top were 9.8 and 36.2. 9.8 was the amount of months our large group, younger clients paying less money would stay on average. So even today, that's pretty good. Like a large group boot camp person was staying about 10 months. Our semi-private training clients were staying over 3 years. They were paying more, they were a little older, and they stayed almost, you know, 3.5 times longer than our other clients. And so when I first opened, I was always looking for like the fitness models. We had a lot of like bodybuilders coming into the gym and stuff like that. We had Playboy models and athletes training out of there. It was kind of cool. It was a cool hip place to be early on. but they would come and go. They weren't paying the bills. And I was like, what are we doing? So I just shifted my focus to like, let's go to the bigger piece of the pie. These are the folks that really need our help. The fitness models don't really need our help anyway. They're in great shape. Let's go focus on this other demographic. And it's served us very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, before we close, just some advice for some folks out there who may not be where they're at in their business. What sort of advice, a quick sort of point, what would hit them?
Yeah. Data is always everything. So we're big proponents on data-driven decisions. So like that takes the emotion out of things. Something that might be difficult to do because of your emotions, sometimes it works both ways where it's good emotionally and good for the business, but usually they're pulling on you. There's a yin and yang. You know you need to raise your rates for the business, but you got Mrs. Johnson that's been with you for 6 years and you're afraid to. You need to decide what you want. Do you want a business that is a charity, or do you want a business that serves your lifestyle? And like, what are you trying to get to? Like a lot of us open gyms. Like I didn't have any goals either. My goal was to open a gym and serve the clients. But after you get a little bit older and you lose your job, your main source of income, you need this to produce. So, yes, there's a lot of tough decisions. We always want to look at the data first. So, take a look, hard look at what you want out of your business. It should serve you. That's the number one rule we always talk about. Your business should serve the owner. If it's serving the coaches and it's serving the clients and it's not serving you as the owner, you've got a broken model. So we talk about something called the Holy Trinity. It should be equal benefit to client, coach, and owner. And if your business isn't that way, we need to figure out a way to do it. We believe in semi-private, but there's other ways you can do things. Really take a hard look at your business. And then what happens is you can't wait to get in there next week. You can't wait for Monday morning to get in there because it's serving you as the owner and it allows you to bring your best, right? If it's such a struggle and you can't pay your bills, you kind of avoid it. It becomes a burden. You're not great for anybody. You're not serving your clients. You're definitely not serving yourself, and your coaches are going to feel it. And it's just going to keep spiraling. So take a hard look. I mean, look at the numbers. Is it serving you or isn't it? And if it's not serving you, you're going to have to make some hard decisions sometimes.
Yeah. And looking to the future, software, big piece of what you're doing. You even built your own software.
Yeah.
Demoed it to me. Really, really cool stuff. We're going to do an integration.
Yeah. Thank you.
So talk us through that and sort of the need and then
sure.
what you guys did with that.
Well, the software is called Semi-Private Pro, and what it is a way to deliver personal training programming in a semi-private setting at scale, hyper-personalized. The way it came to be is we used to be a clipboard and piece of paper. We used to do Google Sheets. We used to program every Sunday night for the workouts for all of our clients, and it took hours, and it took a coach hours. It took a lot of money. And one day I came in here and I was looking through the glass at the training floor and I'm looking at, the experience our clients are getting or not getting, I should say lack of experience. And I saw our clients waiting around for our coaches. What is my next workout? What is my next move? And they're flipping through the clipboards, their heads are down, and they're just unaware of what was happening. And I said, we got to fix this. I looked around at a lot of softwares. None of them really served our model, which is semi-private. So instead of like trying to like retrofit another one into our model, we just decided to build our own. And now we've got over 100 gyms using it. It was kind of a hobby. Now it's starting to turn into something. Zach's my partner. He's our fitness director. And we just kind of created this thing that's, it allows us to do many things. Number one, it allows us to take a brand new coach, in a couple of weeks or even a week, they're up to speed. Because we believe, and again, part of our coaching philosophy here and for the gym business coach is that the gym should own the programming. The gym, it should come, it's called top-down programming. A lot of times the coaches or the owners of the operation are too busy to program, so they give it to the coaches. Now, coach one and coach two are training their clients differently on your training floor. If you take it back to my origin story, that's what was happening in my first gym. Everybody was doing their own thing. I own nothing. And so now if a coach leaves, which they do, coaches come and go out of this industry a lot. If you get a couple years out of a coach, that's kind of a good thing. They're not taking clients because they don't. We own the programming, and so when a gym owner allows their coaches to coach clients however they want, the client believes the results are coming from the coach and not from the gym. And what we want to do is tie the results back to the gym. And so the clients now look at our programming and they realize it's coming from the top down, it's coming from the gym. Therefore, they're not going anywhere because they can only get that here. So that's what we've created. It's done a lot of things. That was one of the things that's done. It's gamified. It keeps our clients longer. It tracks their workouts. It's got a cool interface. It allows us to adjust workouts on the fly. From one tablet, I can change everybody's workout or one person's workout or just a movement pattern within the workout, and it adjusts it down or up if they have an injury or whatever. It allows us to customize.
That's awesome. And it's really a way to sort of systematize the programming aspect of it, right? Where there's still some freedom to personalize for each individual, but you have those templates, you have those workout plans. And again, it's stuff that's tried, tested, and true. They work.
Yeah. Tens of thousands of workouts. I don't even know how many workouts we've done. I mean, eventually we'll go back and look. But yeah, why allow anything to be a variable? The best companies in the world have systems. As much as you hate to talk about McDonald's, they sell the most hamburgers. They don't have the best, they have the best systems, right? Like, people know what to expect. And here's one thing I realized a long time ago. You want to have both, but people would rather know what to expect than get a great product one time or two times. If it's a mediocre product and they know that it's mediocre every time, it's going to be the same. They would rather get that than a different experience every time. So what does that mean? Somebody would be willing to eat McDonald's every day because it's a mediocre and they know what to expect, then go to a gourmet burger place where, they change the chef and now it's horrible today. It was great last week. I'm not coming back. It's just a weird thing that people don't like change. They like to know what to expect. So if we can take that variable away from our coaches from designing programs on the fly, or what are we working out today? And they just make it up out there on the training floor. Let's get rid of that and let's bring out a system in. It's literally a delivery system. It's not just a programming tool. It's a delivery system for the whole gym.
Yeah. No, it's really, really cool. And I think it's much needed, and especially for the model with the semi-private
stuff.
There's some other software that does it for, the individual sort of sessions or workout, kind of send a plan out and go do your thing. Yeah. But in this sort of environment, which is controlled, you have, an instructor there doing the semi-private. Then you have the programming there, logging all of that with tablet on the piece of equipment there.
Yeah.
It's really unique. And I think, more and more gyms should be using something like this.
What's really a unique story about the semi-private pro, we had a client in our Iron Circle, which is our mastermind, that was ready to kind of retire and get out of the business. He was using Semi-Private Pro, and he had an investor come in that was looking to buy his business. And one of the biggest reasons he bought that business and got over $1 million for his little one studio was because the programming was systematized. If the programming is in somebody's head, or it's required to have one of your lead coaches, whether or not they're an owner or not, somebody that's coming in to buy your operation, they want a system. And so what's cool about this is it's a system, but it's also, customizable, like on the fly or ahead of time. So when we sell that software to a gym, they get all of our programming with it. They're welcome to use it as is, modify it as, whatever they want, or just wipe it out and start over from their own. We don't care. We want to get you off the ground, at least started. But at the end of the day, his business sold because he had systems in all areas, but this was one of the biggest ones because he was not a fitness guy buying this. He was a investor.
Sure.
And he's like, I don't know. This is the one thing I don't know is the programming. Oh, it has a oh, you have a software that does it for, okay, I'm in. Yeah, that was literally one of the things that he said.
For sure, for sure. It's a key man issue, right? It's like a common thing. You start, you have to have like that base covered.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. Again, we did it as a thing to solve our own problem. And then, you know, Zach had the great idea. Like, let's just white label this if somebody wanted it. And I'm like, okay. And for the longest time, we didn't really sell it because we were working the bugs out, you know, software. Like,
sure, sure.
Then finally, one guy, two gyms, five gyms, 100 gyms. And so now it's kind of a real thing and we're enjoying it, but it's been running great for 3 years here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's amazing. And again, it's really unique, I think. I don't think there's anything out there specific for that use case that you have.
No, there was. If there was, we would have bought it because we didn't want to do a software. That wasn't ever a goal.
Yeah,
it was like we had to solve our solution. So we tried them all. We tried them all. None of them do what we needed to do the way this works.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Tim, this has been so great. I really appreciate all your time.
Yeah, and thank you. And
using your studio here, it's it's really awesome. Yeah, yeah. You built an amazing business, and you're helping. The thing I like, you're just helping thousands of business owners do the same, right? And kind of level up their game and free up their time so they could do the stuff that they want, right? And live out their dreams.
Yes, our motto is we help gym owners win.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go.
That's good.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.